Hallelujah. I can see somebody joining us for the first time. You are welcome. This is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Program. It is a broadcast that comes up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. And the Almighty God has been using this broadcast to do a lot in the life of people. And many people have been calling us to share the testimony of the mighty hand of God and of the power of God working in their lives. We appreciate God and we bless the name of the Lord for his wonders, because it can only be God who can do that. When we pray, it's God that answers, and God has been so mighty. Beloved, wherever you are, just lift up your voices and begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory, Jehovah, to the Son. Ah, glory, glory to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 Jehovah, to the Father. Glory, glory, Savior, to the Son. Ah, glory, glory, Jehovah, to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I speak by the spirit of prophecy. I command your life to become a living proof of the manifestation of the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I can hear somebody saying, amen. Your testimony shall become the prayer point in the mouth of many people all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11 says, but the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutor shall be stumbled. Therefore, my persecutor shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. As you keep trusting God and believing God, all those who plan to pull you down, they shall enter into everlasting confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. Your situation shall receive the touch of heaven. The power of Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The blessings of the Lord shall rain upon you in a mighty fold in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life this morning that every power from your lineage that say you will be limited in life shall be swallowed up by the ground without any remedy. Every gang up against your life and destiny shall be destroyed without measure, beyond measure, in the name of Jesus. It does not matter how long they have stagnated your progress. Today, your advancement begins now with speed to overtake all those who have gone ahead of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. I speak to you in a life. I speak to you with the spirit of prophecy. Receive the anointing to do exploits. Receive the anointing to exert in the name of Jesus Christ. After Moses saw the burning bush, after Moses saw the burning bush, his destiny got transformed beyond his imagination. I therefore speak with the spirit of prophecy that after the encounter with this broadcast, your destiny shall experience multiple manifestation and multiple testimony, multiple explosion of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 97 verse 3. Say, a fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemy around him. I speak now, let fire go out from your mouth. Let fire go out from my mouth and burn every stubborn enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall experience divine intervention in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of God shall go ahead of you and begin to fight for you. The fire of God shall fight and release all your suspended and confiscated blessings back into your hand in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 say, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Therefore, I decree into your life that any tree harboring evil against your life shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any tree in your father's house and in your mother's house that is receiving instruction against your destiny shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bewitched tree in your village that is working against your placenta shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Maluku prakata kasoto kakrapa prakusa tayaka. Ediado kromosi miamoka grakata kata. Ege sotoria marabasada. Listen to me and listen to the word of prophecy. Among tongues and tissues, roses up. Are you ready? Among tongues and tissues, roses grows up. Roses survive and become prominent without being shook. Let me tell you, right now, among all these enemies that surround you, you will rise up. You will rise up. You will be crowned as king. The Lord Almighty God will lift you up in the midst of opposing forces, in the midst of hot contention. God will plant you on the higher level of favor. Your feet shall be established. Your feet shall be firm. Your feet shall begin to move forward. You will stand out, and no power shall be able to pull you down. In the name of Jesus. Taloko prakasadaka. Thank you, Father. Begin to appreciate the Lord for that word of prophecy coming unto you. This is high voltage, high prophetic voltage program and deliverance program. Mazoko katika. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this prayer. Say, any power carrying evil sacrifice in the night against me, die with that sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Any power carrying evil sacrifice in the night against me, die with that sacrifice in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw my benefit from the hand of my oppressor in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my benefit from the hand of your oppressor in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my benefit from the hand of your oppressor in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my benefit from the hand of the oppressor in Jesus' name we pray. I beg somebody to pray this prayer very well, very, very well. Say, I withdraw my family from the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my family from the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my family from the captivity of witchcraft. You may need to mention your name, mention the name of your wife, mention the name of your children, mention the name of your husband. Be withdrawing all of them one by one from the captivity of witchcraft. Thank you, Father. Every curse working against my health, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my health, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Altars erected in the midnight against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Altars erected in the midnight against my destiny, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. I take authority over every power challenging you. I bury them alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every opposition to my breakthrough, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every opposition to my breakthrough, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, say, my Father, arise and favor me in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise and favor me. 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 Arise and favor me in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers delegated to pull me down, die in the name of Jesus. Powers delegated to pull me down, there in Jesus' name we pray. Every arrow of financial favor, sorry, every arrow of financial failure, fire into your life shall go back to the sender. And today you shall be blessed with the blessing of financial favor. You will move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Any negative transaction currently affecting your life shall be canceled by the blood of Jesus Christ. I command all unfriendly helpers in any area of your life to depart. Those who are appearing like helpers, but they are unfriendly friends, they shall be disgraced now in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything programmed into your life to hinder your greatness shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a few days ago, I was talking about affliction must die. And I told you affliction is a spirit. Affliction is an entity. Affliction is a personality. Listen to me very well. How do we address the spirit of affliction? Number one, you must give your life to Jesus. You must give your life to Jesus. Number two, you must identify the area of your life that is afflicted. Is it your marriage? Is it your health? Is it your business? Or is it your children? Identify them. Aha. Job chapter 36 verse 15 say, "He delivered the poor in his affliction." He delivered the poor in his affliction. So God has planned to deliver you. Number three, pray aggressively. Underline the word aggressively. Against affliction. Pray aggressively to break the yoke of affliction. Pray aggressively. Look at Psalm 25 verse 18. "Look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sin." You can quote that scripture. You can also quote Psalm 119 verse 153. "Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law." You can also quote Psalm 119 verse 50. "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me." You can also quote Psalm 106 verse 44. "Nevertheless, he regarded the affliction when he heard their cry." When God hear your cry, affliction will disappear. Affliction will disappear. I command every affliction against you now to scatter in Jesus' name. These are the way you can dismantle affliction and you can bury affliction. There are seven prayers against affliction that we are going to pray. Bring out your bottle of water or a bottle of oil. Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil and this bottle of water. Let them be anointed by your power. Let your fire enter into them and let them carry the weight and the fire that break the yoke of darkness. Let the anointing that break the yoke of darkness enter into this water and this oil. And let the blood of Jesus move into it and multiply 7 billion fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head and say this one very well. Every yoke of affliction attached to my head, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction attached to my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Every yoke of affliction attached to my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction attached to my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach. Yala ga 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 ga. Say, spirit of affliction living inside of me. Spirit of affliction living inside of me. Get out and go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Spirit of affliction living inside of me. Get out. Get out. Get out in Jesus. Say, demons prolonging my battle. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Demons prolonging my battle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, look down on me and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. My Father, look down on me, fight for me, fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited affliction. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Inherited affliction. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Inherited affliction. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Anoint your hand. Say, my hand, receive deliverance from affliction. My hand, be free from contamination. My hand, be empowered to make wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs. Say, my legs, I command you to move forward. You will not be stagnant. Every judgment against my leg be canceled. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Yeah. The altar erected against you to bring affliction into your life, that altar has caught fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover your destiny with the blood of Jesus. Raise your prayer request. Father, we pray that this request shall be blessed, and God will answer all these requests in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many people who have connected to this program. All your burden shall be shifted away and be lifted up. The Lord shall visit you in a new way. If you have not married, I give you 3 months. Your marital settlement shall manifest. and we shall congratulate you. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, right away in the name of Jesus, within a month you shall receive the anointing to conceive, and conception shall be your portion. When you go for tests, it will be positive for conception. In the name of Jesus, it will be positive for pregnancy. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are people here, you have been facing disappointment, constant disappointment. I command that bondage that you have inherited to be broken upon your life today. Every button of disappointment in your life shall catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, God has done a lot of things today, and the Lord will continue to do more. We thank God for this day, the 26th day of the month of November, year 2021. We pray that God will continue to make this broadcast a blessing to many, many of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to do something now. God wants to fight for some people here. I want you to take the oil and anoint your eye. Have you anointed it? Father, I pray that this eye, this spiritual eyes are open. Every secret these people need to know, open their eyes and let them begin to see. Every cobwebs that surround you shall clear away. The veil of darkness over your eyes shall be removed, and your spiritual eyes shall open. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you take this oil, you will anoint your room one by one. Just go through your room, anoint them, anoint your kitchen, anoint your lobby, anoint everywhere there. And as you are anointing them, you read Psalm 91. As you are anointing a place, then the one prayer point you'll be saying is this one: every evil stranger living in this house with us or with me, get out by fire. So you'll be saying it in all the room: every evil stranger living in this house with me, get out by fire. Then you anoint the place. I read Psalm 91. Go to another room, anoint the place. Say, every evil stranger living in this house with me, get out by fire. Read Psalm 91. Go around like that. And I want to hear why you are going to share a lot of testimony. Because the stranger that has been, the stranger that has been stolen from you, the stranger that has been afflicting you, the stranger that has been oppressing you, that stranger shall be destroyed immediately. Many of you will see a physical sign of this manifestation. You will see a very strange, some strange creatures coming out. And because the power of God will fall into the foundation of that building, and there will be testimony in your life in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' name. You can get across to us using this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Act Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget Psalm 91. Read it often. In Jesus' name, God bless.